This is John Batchelor. Here's a piece of a conversation, two-hour conversation, with author Robert Zwicklick, his new book, Sheridan's Secret Mission. This is the story of Ulysses Grant, then president, sending his trusted good friend, General Phil Sheridan, on a secret mission to Louisiana. Why? This is the period after the war that we generally know as Reconstruction. There was violence in all directions directed against the former slaves who were looking to be educated, citizens with voting rights, the male voting rights, and have their own farms, make money, prosper in the United States. And the white leagues and the white liners who turned on them, prevented that, saw this to be a failure to govern properly. Suddenly there was a Republican Party in the South, and the former slaves voted for it. Political power was in the hands of Republicans. However, there were things that could be done, and one of them, the author Bob Zwicklick tells here, the 14th Amendment, and how there was a moment that it appeared that the violence would ebb, that there was control, that the governors were back into shape. We're looking especially at Louisiana. Here's Bob Zwicklick talking about a moment when violence could have been quelled. There could have been stability. Tragedy ahead. More of this in the coming weeks. Sheridan's secret mission. It was successful, and then it wasn't. Much more in weeks to come.
The overall situation in the South was becoming more manageable because of the so-called Reconstruction Amendments, one of which, the 14th Amendment, appeared to give Congress the ability to more or less police black rights in the South. And they had passed legislation known as the Enforcement Act, which was used to send federal agents and troops to defeat the Ku Klux Klan, largely in South Carolina. And so there, the Colfax massacre represented it was more of an aberration at the time that it happened. But there was overall a feeling that things could work out in the South if they maintained the enforcement powers of the North.